今天是我们六月的第一个星期三，那我们今天要讲的故事呢，大家如果在房间内有看到的话，会看到一位我们座上的嘉宾叫杨思棒杨医师呢，从今天开始会跟我们一起在每个礼拜三，我们会讲同一本英文的绘本。那谢谢杨医师，就是之前我推荐他一些绘本之后呢，他很豪气的，他既然把我给他的书单每一本书都买回家了，我真的觉得超受宠若惊的，因为我真的给他很多本。那因为这样子的关系呢，我们就觉得说，哎，我们来做一个故事的联播。那这个联播是怎么联播呢？就是我们全家人会在晚上九点的时候用英文来讲这本书。那等一下听完我们的故事之后呢，九点五十，大家呢可以去思棒医师的他的 Clubhouse 的房间听他，听好了哦，他会用台语讲这个故事。那这真的是一个很大的挑战，对我们而言讲英文故事其实是很简单的，因为是我们天天在做的事情。但是思棒医师呢，他要用台语在诠释同一本书，所以我觉得是一个很大的挑战。所以大家呢，等一下如果还没睡觉的话，等我们故事讲完，就去杨医师的房间里面听听他怎么用台语诠释这个故事。那台语也是我们的母语嘛，也是很重要，所以呢英文跟台语都是很棒，我们看怎么可以用不同的角度呢来切入这本书。那我们这一个系列会维持好几个月，那今天就是我们的第一本。那第一本书就是大家一样点到我们的 IG 里面就会有故事的图片。 Alright, there you are up.
My turn, huh?
Yeah.
Alright, this is Story Life City Dog Country Frog. Words by Mo Willems. Pictures by John J. Muth. Or Muth. I'm guessing Muth.
So what do you boys see on the cover of the book?
A frog on a dog's head.
A frog on a dog.
Where is the dog from?
A city.
How do you know?
City dog.
And where's the frog?
Country.
So the frog is from the country, right?
I think that dog will bark at the frog if it's real life.
Okay. But we are in picture books, so.
Yeah. Ah, you see.
A mark.
What do we see here on the title page?
A dog in a meadow, and a dog playing fetch, and then a frog under maple leaf, a maple tree, and a dog running in the snow.
Okay. Different seasons.
Spring.
Hey, is this picture in our spring? Anyway, 大家自己找页数啊，哈。
City Dog didn't stop on that first day in the country. He ran as far and as fast as he could. And all without a leash.
Obviously.
Yeah. So the dog is running in the spring grass, right?
Wow. That's very rare in Taiwan for a dog to just get to run through a field without a leash on, right?
It's very rare to see a house like this in Taiwan. Come on, Derek.
Well.
Yeah, yeah. Where can you see a house like this? Probably somewhere. Puli. Or somewhere in Kenting. There are probably some homestays like this. But it's very rare to have such a big piece of yard in front of your house.
This is not a yard.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we call it a yard.
It's just a piece of nothing.
I call that a lawn, is what I would call.
I call it a piece of nothing.
Dog! We gotta have a page turn sound. It's gonna be dog!
Dog!
City Dog spotted something he had never seen sitting on a rock. It was Country Frog. What are you doing? Asked City Frog. Oh, City Dog.Waiting for a friend, replied Country Frog with a smile. But you'll do.
What is you will do? 你也可以啦。你也可以。
I think the dog's voice needs to be a little bit more cheeky.
Nah, this isn't a cheeky book. Dog! City Dog and Country Frog played together. City Dog was new to the country, so Country Frog taught him Country Frog games.
And he jumped in the water. And
so
drowned.
What is a Country Frog game?
What's a Country Frog game, you think?
Jump in the water.
Eating flies.
Eating flies? Mm. You think the dog's going to want to eat flies?
Jumping in the water and drowning, even though...
That's not a game.
Yeah.
You know, and dogs are actually good at swimming.
Really?
Yeah.
Most dogs are. Small dogs are usually not good at drowning.
你没有听过狗爬式吗? 狗爬式是一种游泳的姿势啊. Some big dogs are probably very good at swimming, so they would...
That's how they do it. They just swim doggy paddle.
Yeah, doggy paddle.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Some kids swim doggy paddle, too.
Do you want to just turn the page like last time? So you don't...
I don't know if this one has the nice crisp sound. We'll try. That's all right. Uh-huh. That's not bad. It's passable. Yeah. Country Frog's games involved jumping and splashing and croaking.
Ah.
It looks like they're playing hide and seek there in the water.
Yeah.
The frog is back over here hiding behind the rock and the dog's looking for
him. The dog stick his nose in the water trying to look for the frog, right? Mm.
That was spring.
So they were playing together in the spring.
Swimming in the water.
Do they look happy in the picture?
Yes.
Yeah. I like the arrangement. Like on the left of the page, it's just words. On the right, it's the picture.
Summer.
Summer. Oh, look at the color of the grass and the trees. So very green now. City Dog didn't stop to admire the green, green grass. He ran straight for Country Frog's rock. Looks like he didn't run straight for Country Frog. What did he stop and find on the way?
A stick.
Yeah. Oh, what did he get a stick for? What do you guys think?
City Dog's games... Oh, wait, whoa, hey,
wait,
hey.
Wait, these pages
are all stuck together. Oh, my goodness. This right here. I am going to do you a favor, said City Dog when he found Country Frog. I am going to teach you City Dog games.
Oh, so now they are taking turns in summer. The dog, the city dog, is teaching Country Frog city games. Mm. So, what are city games?
Waiting in traffic.
Sitting down on a couch and watch TV.
Social distancing.
Wear your mask stay away. Yeah. And keep in 1.5 meters away from each other.
Honking at people in cars. Mm. City Dog's games involved sniffing and fetching and barking.
What is fetching?
What is fetching? You go get it. So that frog has amazingly powerful arms. He can throw this stick like so far. I've never seen a more powerful frog.
Oh my god, that's a super frog over there. Mm.
Super frog. But why do dogs have to chase sticks or...
I don't know. It's just a dog's thing. It's just a game they like to do.
Dogs like fetching.
Like moving and playable. Playable, eatable, and chewable.
City Dog and Country Frog played until Country Frog was too tired to sniff and fetch and bark anymore.
The frog is very tired.
Yeah.
What do you think the frog would be tired before the dog.
Because he's a tiny frog and has Superman.
Yeah. And he has to fetch that stick. Oh my god. And
he's got to throw it halfway across the
yard,
too.
Yeah. I'll help you. Okay.
That was summer.
I guess okay. The frog.
So it rains at the end of summer? Okay.
Fall. Oh, the leaves have changed. Wonderful, beautiful red leaves. City Dog didn't stop to sniff the falling leaves. He ran straight for Country Frog's rock.
I think one day Country Frog will just disappear. So you read the book? No, I just think so.
What shall we play today? Asked City Dog. Dog or frog games? Country Frog took a deep breath. I'm a tired frog, replied Country Frog. Maybe we can play remembering games.
What is a remembering game?
记忆
记忆游戏吗？
但不算是那个记忆游戏，
我还是回忆的游戏。
回忆，
来 memory game 啊。
I'm pretty sure this remembering game is they're just sitting
Remember
around,
when, yeah.
yeah, sitting around talking about. City Dog and Country Frog sat together on the rock.
Oh, yes.
They remembered their spring, jumping and splashing and croaking. They remembered their summer, sniffing and fetching and barking.
Do you see in the sky? Mm-hmm. What's that?
Up in the clouds?
In the clouds? Do you see
the dog is about to bite the frog?
Yeah, they are. The dog and frog playing.
In the clouds?
Yeah. Mm. That was fall.
So they kept each other company.
Mm. Mm. All fall.
Remembering game.
And then when the frog turns
blue. Yeah, the frog's color is changing.
Yeah, winter, it's changing darker. He's going to hibernate.
Do you guys play the remembering game?
No.
Do you remember when we were like 5 years old?
Yeah, they're like, hey, do you guys remember like a long time
ago?
It's like, oh, it was like a month ago?
Or oh, last year?
Last week, yeah.
Winter.
City Dog didn't stop to eat the snow. Dogs do that, you know. They'll eat the snow.
Dog eat snow?
Yeah, sure.
Why would they do that?
They're thirsty?
Because they can. Why not? It's just fun.
Okay.
Do you eat snow?
Of course. To eat the snow, he ran straight for Country Frog's rock. Wow, nice looking woods there in the winter. I like that.
All the leaves are...
Yeah, nice frozen pond there.
Yeah.
City Dog looked for Country Frog.
So the dog is looking for the frog.
Country Frog was not there. Oh. City Dog looks so bored.
Yeah, the frog wasn't in there.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a nice looking picture. The dog is just kind of sitting there on the rock.
A lot of trees without leaves, right? And the snow and the lake.
Reminds me of the woods behind my house when I was growing up.
Yeah.
How big was the woods?
Pretty big. You know, bigger than this. And you could go sledding in it. Yeah, it's great in the winter. That was winter.
The first leaves.
Do you see leaves on the tree? Ah. Oh, that picture says everything.
What, that dog just sitting on the rock looking out, right?
Yeah.
Spring again.
What do you see on the spring picture?
Flowers.
Two flowers, right?
Country Chipmunk spotted something she had never seen sitting on a rock. Was City Dog. What are you doing? Asked Country Chipmunk. Waiting for a friend, replied City Dog sadly.
Who is the dog waiting for?
Who's the dog waiting for?
Boys, who is the dog waiting for?
Frog?
Country Frog, right?
And the story ends.
Then he smiled a froggy smile and said...
What is a froggy smile on the picture?
Look at
the
dog.
A green
smile.
A green. Like his smile is ear to ear, right?
Yeah, big, flat, fat smile.
A Grinch smile.
Like a big frog mouth.
Like this.
Then he smiled a froggy smile and said...
But you'll do.
That was spring again.
And I bet there's another book. City Dog, Country Chipmunk, Country Chipmunk, one is Danish.
City Cat.
City Cat. Country.
But you will do. So who say you will do this time?
The dog.
But last time, who say you will do?
Frog.
So where did the frog go?
Hibernating? Somewhere
else?
You think
he hibernated? You think he
died? Hibernate 是冬眠的意思，所以你觉得青蛙去冬眠了吗？
Yeah, but it's already summer.
Spring.
But if it's spring, he should have woken up.
Right?
Maybe he forgot.
Then he's not very good at remembering games, is he?
Okay, so that's the book for tonight. I don't know.
I didn't read that book. I didn't know.
You have never read this book?
Yeah.
It got me every time. like with that picture when the dog sitting on the rock on the yeah.
Just sitting there by himself waiting for his friend to show up.
Yeah.
But
it gets me every time.
Isn't there some really famous dog in Japan?
Uh-huh.
That like sat at a train station waiting for its owner to show up every single
yeah.
day. And, like they ended up making a statue of this dog.
Like, I know.
Have you heard of this dog?
I have, but okay. I can't put down the name right now. Yeah.
He's called Hachi something.
Yeah. Yeah. This dog apparently lost his owner or something.
No, and his owner died.
And then, you know, every single day he would go and wait at the train station for his owner to come back home.
Yeah.
Because what he used to do every day at the end of the day would just be hanging out at the train station waiting for his owner to get back. But I believe that's the story.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not 100% sure on this.
And
one,
then suddenly his owner never came back and because of
have that. You heard a story?
Yes.
Where?
I was reading your spare.
My spare what?
Grammar space stigma do thing. I was reading it.
There was a booklet that had those questions.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway,
so,
city dog and country frog. I think it's about.
It's not really a Mo Willems book.
Of course it is.
It's Mo Willems. He wrote all the words.
But
it's just not his normal style.
Yeah, it's not his normal style. But I think this book is about. It's about saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's about loss.
Mm.
The interesting thing is at the very beginning of this book.
It's ripped.
No, at the very beginning of this book, Country Frog says he's waiting for somebody.
Yeah.
But whoever that is never shows up.
Yeah.
So I wonder who Country Frog was waiting for.
City, I don't know, City Butterfly, maybe? yeah.
Maybe it was Country City Dogs.
No, it was City Dragonfly.
City Dragonfly.
Dragonfly, yeah.
It'd be Country Dragonfly, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's meeting someone new, hang out, and saying goodbye. I think that happens to us too. Right?
Yeah, we do, like going to school. And
sure.
Yeah.
You just meet people and then they leave your life, and that's just how it goes.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, when you go to middle school, maybe you have to say goodbye to your current friends right now. It's just what happens in life.
That's true.
You say hello and you say bye-bye, right?
And you meet a new chipmunk.
Yeah. Who is going to be your next chipmunk, you know?
And you tell them all about the frogs you used to know.
Yeah. Ah, oh, that frog, I'm telling you.
Some froggy that I used to know. Some froggy.
All right. So that's our story for the night. Is anyone, 有没有人想要跟我们分享一下你们... 读这本书有跟我一样就是有一点热泪盈眶的感觉吗? 这本书我至少已经读20次了有没有?
你每次都哭吗?
对,我每次都会哭
Every single time it gets it
Hello, 杨医师晚安
May I share one sentence?
Yes, please
If winter comes, can spring be far behind?
Oh, thank you, that's right
So it's Even whenever the cold or the dark or the bad times happen, spring is just around
the corner.
Just around the corner. So.
It's about to come. So hang in there, like where we are right now, right?
Yeah, of course. Just like here in Taiwan.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. We're just hanging there. We're doing the correct thing, okay? 每天下午有没有人跟我一样每天下午等开讲的?
Sneaky chipmunk.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's it. Thanks, Dr. Yang. 谢谢今天所有杨医师的粉丝，有很多新朋友。那新朋友跟大家介绍一下，从今天开始呢，每个礼拜三我们会跟杨医师在 Clubhouse 做英文故事的直播。我们9点的时候会用中文说。 杨医师在9:50在他的房间会用台语说。
We're gonna read in Chinese. Are you sure?
No, 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 no. We are not reading in Chinese. We are reading in English.
Oh, okay.
Chinese 我会看书，好不好？因为讲中文对我有点太简单了，所以呢，没有什么挑战。英文比中文还要挑战一点。好，那今天谢谢大家来我们的房间。那我们下个礼拜三同一个时间见哦。 That's it for today. Night night, everyone.
Night night. Don't let the country dragonflies bite.
What? I've never. Okay, so that's dragonfly sound. Okay.